So a bit about the mini Holland scheme. Basically, Walthamstow Council got £30 million from the Mayor of London to fund improvements to make the area more kind of friendly for people who walk and cycle around the area, and to try and encourage people to take other forms of transport than the car. A lot of people are very attached to their cars and don't like anything that they see as limiting their freedom to drive when they like, park their car where they like, and basically we've had, you know, 50 years plus of a complete car culture in the UK, and you know, it's hard, people don't like change. The problem is that, you know, there's a lot of very different groups of people here, and I think that there's a fear amongst people who have lived here for a long time that Mini Holland is somehow linked to gentrification, and which it isn't, but you know, people are basically using Mini Holland to focus their anger on changes that are happening in Waltham Forest that they don't necessarily like, that they perhaps feel excluded from. But, you know, blaming everything on Mini Holland is not really helpful. But there is a debate to be had, I think, about how the borough is changing. And, you know, as part of a wider debate around London and about gentrification in London, because people are, you know, being pushed out by high house prices, by a lack of affordable housing, by high rents. However, you know, changes to make streets more livable should be welcomed, because, you know, if anything, they make an area more pleasant, because it's not pleasant to walk around breathing in polluted air. It's not pleasant, you know, to walk around trying to cross the road when people are speeding on their phones. It's, you know, it's not pleasant when your road is a rat run for traffic going trying to make a shortcut from the main route. So, you know, and actually I live in the Mini Holland area, and what I've seen is Walthamstow Village, Orford Road, for the first time, and I've lived in the area 6 years, has actually got no empty shops, and at weekends it's become a destination. The reason it's a destination is because people can like sit outside, have a coffee in peace without fear of being mown over, without kind of having to breathe in fumes, and it's attracting different kind of activities. People are using the space, like you've got kids playing in the street, which is wonderful. You've got people of all ages enjoying this space, and you know, we've been denying children freedom, the freedoms that I had as a Londoner growing up in the 70s and 80s. Generations of children hadn't had them, and it's a tragedy, because what you've got now is a lot of unhappy children, you know, who see life from behind a screen, whether it's the screen that's a car or whether it's playing with a computer or a phone, who don't actually engage with nature, with their environment, and who's, you know, who are ferried to school because of fear of what? Because of their parents afraid of them being hit by other people driving cars, and which you get obviously a non-virtuous circle. In Grove Road, you know, new businesses are opening up, and it's, you know, I can actually just cross the road now without thinking like someone's going to literally see me start to cross the road and put their foot down. And, you know, I've had this with, when I've been carrying a baby, I've been in the middle of the road and someone's seen me and they've put their foot down to speed up. I'm like, what is that? Transport has been designed for the ease and convenience of people using cars. It has to change, because we can't, first of all, it has to change for health reasons. You know, it's not just about pollution, it's not just about inactivity, but there's a whole host of problems that overuse of cars causes, you know, one of which is atomization. So people are socially isolated from each other. People don't know their neighbours on busy streets because there's no street culture. And street culture actually makes areas thrive, and it makes people talk to each other. But you can't have a street culture in an area that's dominated by cars. And they can't see the damage it's doing instantly. They don't believe it's happening. It's the same with climate change, but it is happening, you know. I've had my own kind of health problems that are linked to pollution, and I've been told that I have possibly a long-term medical condition, and the only reason I would have this long-term medical condition is air pollution and breathing it in for 40 years as a cyclist in London. I've never smoked, I don't have any bad habits, and I'm not the only person I know. There's a friend of mine who's been in hospital with lung problems, again, never smoked, but he's cycled in London his whole life. And he's in his 40s like me, and it kind of makes you think, like, right, well, people who aren't actually causing problems are being, you know, we're now living with the consequences of, we can't let it carry on. Solution is actually to move to different forms of transport, particularly in cities, you know, because the population density, regardless of what kind of car people are using, there's not actually enough space for everyone to drive. It's just not happening.